Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, Janine, and let's talk truth. Hey, let's talk truth, straight from me to you. Hey, no need to worry, there's a brighter day. Just live your life no matter what they say. Let's talk truth so you can understand why knowledge is power and it's on demand.
Good evening, everyone. Hi, this is Lois, and we're here to do a dynamic broadcast tonight, and we're talking about a weed expecting flowers. And I know that you may not understand what we're going to talk about, but we're talking about our children, bringing up our children, and how parents want their children to be exceptional. We want our children to excel in whatever capacity they walk in. But are we feeding them or nurturing them in the capacity that they need to be nurtured in? We're all expecting flowers. We don't want our children to bloom and be exceptional, not only be exceptional, but to be accepted in wherever they are. We want them to just shine. But in today's society, how are the parents before the children? What are the parents feeding their children? And that's why that but is there. We said, we want our children to excel, but that conjunction should always be present in a heart and mind, depending on what you're feeding your child. So we're going to talk about today the possibility of how a field of dead grass can give birth to a field of flowers. And believe it or not, when our children are young, they are little flowers. But if they're going to remain that way, they have to be nurtured in a sense that they're going to be that way. We have Courtney in our studio. We have several people calling in. Listen, we're going to ask, if you want to say something on this matter, go ahead. As we say at the top of every show, we're not here to preach to you, because I'm sure that most of you have your own pastors, teachers, evangelists, whomever, to share the word the way you are accustomed to having it shared. But we have to line up everything that we say with the Word of God. Otherwise, we're putting our opinion out there. And we know that opinions don't amount to much, because everyone can have one. There's an old saying in the world that opinions are like something else, and everybody's got one. So we're not here to try and form opinions. We're here to actually see if we can come up with something, because we are hurting, and our young people are hurting. And just to show you, our young people are in a position where now they really want to lead, but they really don't have everything it takes to lead because the parents before them or the person that they're looking to for guidance is not in the position to help them. My granddaughter and I were on our way home this evening. Now, it was hot outside. It was hot that you could have your air conditioner on in your car. There were two young men walking the street. One had a hoodie on. Not only did he have it on, he had it zipped up over his head. And you know how they have the drawstring in the middle? He had that tied up on his head. And I said, that is so sad. He'll pass out there trying to make a statement on his attire. And we find that our young people are doing so many things now that they want to make a statement, but it's a stupid statement, and it's not something that's going to benefit everybody. So we're going to ask anybody that want to say something, go ahead and say something about what you think our children, how do they become flowers? How do they grow and be beautiful inside and out?
Home training starts at home training manners. That's the. They are, when they're born, they're seeds. Home training and manners and that. I'm not even talking about schooling, but home training and manners and respect are. Soil, fertilizer on the water, you know, that all takes the place of, you know, of helping that seed grow. And we should, today's time, it's like a, I kind of think it's like a person who loves plants. Have them all around their house, but I'm so busy and you forget them and they dying. Why'd you have them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And why did you have kids if you knew your time? You know, grown ups don't want to take the time out to make it, you know, or help a child grow. They too busy. Oh, I got to work 2-3 jobs, or I just don't have time because, you know, my show about to come on, or I'm sleepy, you know.
And I'm going to, most of them stay on their cell phones, on Facebook and all that.
Yes,
the majority
not even
of the day
just
and night.
Anything. So you look up there and say, then why did you have a kid if you knew what you were getting into? Kids are like puppies. Everybody wants a puppy until it gets to be a big dog. And then you find a big dog that's pound. Well, you can't do that to kids. But we throw them away. We throw them away and let others grow them in their garden.
Let
and then they come up with, and they become weeds.
Let me ask you this. You said something earlier. You said that a child, his growth and him and he or she becoming a proper flower starts at home. Do you agree, or what about the young babies who don't have a home? And, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of kids now who come into the world, but they don't have a home. They don't have a mother. They don't have a father. Are these kids just doomed to become weeds, or what should happen in that respect?
Well, but that's what grown-ups are for. People in their lives. Now, let me say, when I say home training, that means a grown-up, not just their mother and father, but grown-ups, period, should be showing them this is how you do this. This is how you do this. This is how not to do. This is what to do. And if you don't show or don't guide, then you need, you yourself, you are a bad adult.
I'm hearing what you're saying, and I tend to agree that adults, period, whether you have a biological child or you're just in the position, you should be a leader. You should be a light for a child, regardless of whether they're your children or whatever. You need to love them enough. I was listening at some rants from young ladies who were talking about a particular male born under a certain zodiac sign was just sorry, no good, blah, blah, blah. And I want to ask them, why do you keep picking that? If you say you tried it once and it was spoiled, and you tried it twice and it was spoiled, why do you keep choosing that type of person? And when you continue to choose something that's bad for you, what does that say for you? That means that it's, you're flawed somewhere, because you keep being attracted to something that's not good for you. I can understand you making, as a young adult female, I can understand you making a mistake. But to continually make the same mistake over and over and over again, then something is wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep blaming, women keep blaming the men for that brick wall they run into. But why do you stay in that arena? You know, why are you in that arena? You know, the Bible tells us the man that findeth a wife find a good thing, and he's blessed among the Lord. So women, why are you out there looking anyway? Because we want something in life, but we don't want to follow the rules to get it. So if you don't follow the rules to get it, what will you teach your children? You're teaching your children to take shortcuts. This is why we have bullying. This is why we have violence and stuff among children. Because you're teaching somewhere down the line, your child has been taught to take a shortcut, not to hang in there and work for something. I want it right now, and I don't want to work for it to get it. So when you find that's some grown-up person's fault that that's happening that way. And so we can't just really put the blame on the millennial generation or the young generation. That blame has to go on the generation before them, the generation that brought them into this world. Somewhere you have allowed that flower, that seed, instead of turning it into a flower, you've turned it into something else. And that is a horrible, horrible way for a person's life to be. You have allowed a person's life to be ruined.
I was looking at a I was reading the article or whatever, and I was reading the comments. 16-year-old boy, his friend, went to go rob somebody, but a friend ended up killing a 15-year-old girl. So, you know, the 16-year-old boy just told, he said, I went in there to rob, but I didn't kill the girl. My friend did. He was talking or whatever in the comments. These are not kids; these are grown-ups, and this is why we messed up. But our kids are going to jail at an alarming rate. They said, "Oh, he ain't no good because he was snitching." So I wondered. I was like, okay. He's snitching, but he's going to jail. he's not going to do no crime for nobody else. You know, if somebody say, well, Courtney, you're going to get 50 years, and I know the dude that was with me, no, if I'm finna get, no, I'm trying to lessen that. I'll sing like a hummingbird. They're like, you ain't no good in the hood. That's fine. Because the hood don't owe me, the hood ain't gave me nothing in the beginning. The hood just gave me heartache. You know, I'm going to be down, you know, grown up. These are grown ups saying that I got to be down for a neighborhood that has nothing but drugs, prostitution, gangs, that never, ever tried to pick me up. But I have to be good to that. And we're teaching our kids that.
To be loyal to.
To be loyal to something that's never going to bless you. Never going to do anything. That same hood is the same boys that run up in your house and steal all the stuff. But I ain't going to be no snitch. I ain't going to call the law. You don't want this out of your neighborhood. You know, at some point, what do you want? And that's what we have to. And when I looked at that, I said, now I see it's not just the kids are lost. The adults have let the kids down,
yeah,
because of our teachings and things like that. We, oh no, and now our kids are so weak with feelings. And oh my God, you said BWD, that offended me. You know, that didn't come from just overnight. That came from grown-ups telling children false things about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that. You can't say this. You can't say that. They want so much. People are trying to take kids to a place where they shouldn't be going today.
You're absolutely right. And let me tell you one place that's starting that. Technology is dangerous for our little children because adults don't monitor technology right. I don't care what you say, a little kid that's in elementary school doesn't need a cell phone. Now, the argument is times aren't like it was back when you were little. And if something should happen, he'll have a cell phone or she'll have a cell phone, and they can call home. Let me ask you this. If a little kid is walking home from school and they're kidnapped, what good will his cell phone do? Can you answer that?
Nothing.
What good will it do? Now, you don't need a cell phone at school because they're not going to let you keep it. A teacher's going to make you put it up, and if you're caught with it in class, they're going to make you bring it, give it to them. So you can't have it in your classroom. You can't have it on the playground. What do you need a cell phone for, and you're a little kid? You're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. I firmly believe a cell phone should be, you might need a cell phone when you're 14 or 15. Other than that, you have a guideline for, you have a bedtime. There's a time you have to go to bed. So now if you have to go to bed at a certain time at 8 o'clock, what is your cell phone good for? A kid plays a game all day and all night. And the thing of it is, if you're playing a game day and night, what good is that going to do for a child? So young kids are being put in a place. And once you put a kid up into a grown-up spot. A kid can't backtrack and come out of that. You have put him in that mode, and there's no way he can come back. So you have ruined your child. Your potential flower has now had some of the petals knocked out of it because they are being treated as, you know, somebody older than what they should be. A child may have so many brains, can be so smart, but guess what? Still doesn't make him be able to handle something. Just because you know how to do it, it doesn't mean that you can handle it to do it. So that's what grown-ups fail to realize, that once you put your little girl in some lipstick and some high-heeled shoes at 12, you've just set her standard. How will she go back to wearing tennis shoes and taking the lipstick off and thinking she's a little girl? She doesn't want to wear pigtails anymore. She wants to have her hair hanging over her eye. She wants to have her midriff top on. She wants to have her shorts as tight as she can get them. You have pushed her into that point. You have put on her the hoop earrings. You've allowed her to color her hair. And once she colors it, what good is that going to do?
We as adults are putting too much on a child at a young age.
Yes.
And
they're not able to handle that.
You know, we see another thing is, at my age, you know, we have grown-ups. At my age, I was working 12 hours a day. Shouldn't have to do that.
No.
As a kid.
No.
When I get a lot of pushback on this, but you have to let a kid be a kid.
That's right. You have to let
kids
look.
Have to play.
Yes.
Kids have to be goofy. Kids, that's to make a round, well-round adult. If you push a kid at 10, or just say 9, 8, 9 years old, and right in the building blocks of playing and interacting, and you push a kid and they don't have a childhood playing and all this kind of stuff. They were all business.
They're going to burn
out.
They're going
to be a dysfunctional adult.
Yes.
They will be, they may work, because that's all they know, but
they will be miserable.
They won't have time to enjoy themselves. They'll say, oh yeah. No, you don't have time to enjoy yourself. That's why people say, I need 4 and 5 jobs. No, you just need one job.
You need one job, and you need to.
That pays well. See, we teaching a kid, like, say, for instance, this guy at work was telling this kid, he's like, you 22, you don't need to be thinking about no girls, you need to be thinking about, you know, saving your money up, because the guy said, I live with my mom and dad, his parents. So he said, save your money up, and don't be thinking about that. Around about 50, you can have a kid. I said, dude, don't give him no advice like that. What, he done had $1 million? I said, dude, not necessarily he has $1 million. I said, you telling him to put his money in 401k that it would grow. I said, do you know how much money that you have to put in there to actually do it? You need $2, $3, $4 million to retire. And that's so you won't have no money. So, you know, I'm telling him that. I said, and I told him, I said, dude, don't do that. I said, work now. I said, this is what you do. I said, if you want to make money and young, I said, invest in yourself. that is only the way that you create wealth for yourself. He was like, and I said, he's like, what, the stock market? I said, no, I'm not necessarily saying the stock market. I said, but you invest, because I said, what we're doing now is not going to last. I said, you invest in yourself. If you can cut hair, do that on the side. Put that cash up. You know, and start investing, doing something like that. Not necessarily, but invest in yourself. Go get books. I said, so you won't have to work here all your life.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is what you do. I said, because I know your mom and dad. I said, they already, you ain't got to pay lights and water and all that at their house. So all your checks should be almost stacking. So, and I told other dudes, I said, why is he telling? I said, because, you know, he have $1 million and he get him a woman. I said, what woman is going to have a child after 50? I said, you not only are you putting that child at risk of dying, you're putting that woman at risk of dying, and then the child is 10. How you going to play with them? You're going to be too tired to move around. I said, don't tell nobody that.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that the reason I say we're weeds just sitting around expecting flowers, we want people to listen to us, but we don't teach our young people how to do. We tell them, you need to save your money. We don't tell them how to live within their means. You don't tell them what foolish things that they do. When they go, all the young people who go out here and spend money on all these tattoos and all these piercings, what is that going to profit them? In 10 years, what will that tattoo have made you produce? You know, you understand what I'm saying? We teach them that you have to have a certain expensive shoe. You need a expensive purse. The name brand purse that you're buying, that man is already a millionaire. And you're still going to have that same little paycheck in that expensive purse than you would in another purse. We don't teach our kids to be proper flowers. We want them to be flowers, but we also want them to come up and do things that not meaningful. It doesn't help you any. Instead of teaching our little girls to dress modest, you got to have your nails done every day. You chipped a nail, go get you another. Your real nails will grow. You know, we're just making somebody rich, and we're getting poorer and poorer. And this is something we need to stop. You know, I take my hat off to my son, who is now 37 years old. I was a single mother, a single parent, bringing him up. He didn't have a man in his life, but I introduced him to Christ at an early age. He didn't have Jordan. He didn't have, what are some of the shirts, the Versace, he didn't have all of that expensive stuff. But when he graduated from high school, he graduated National Honor Society. He graduated ninth in his class. So you have to look at all of the things, and my son now teaches Sunday school. He helps young boys and young girls. He has a daughter of his own that he teaches how to be loving and caring. So it's not what you have that makes you a flower. It's what you're fed. You have to learn to feed that little weed, that little seed that popped out. You've got to learn to feed that little seed so that little seed can become a flower. It has to become a flower. But you're not going to do it if you teach them. A lot of these young boys now, the reason they're in prison and the reason they're in jail, because they think they have to have the name brand tennis shoes or the everything that's name brand. They think that they have to have the name brand. And so they don't have the name brand, so they do home invasions. They take it from another kid at school. All these things, they take somebody's life because they feel like that's what makes them important. And we need to teach our little seeds that to become a flower, you must believe in you. And that you're awesome. It doesn't matter what you have on your feet. It doesn't matter what shirt you have on or what pants you have on. You are an awesome little flower from within. And this is what we don't tell ourselves, and this is what we don't tell our children. And schools now don't have, they have counselors, but not the right kind. They need a counselor that counsels the heart of a child. And they don't have them in schools. You have a counselor, well, if you take this class, you can do this. If you bring this grade up, you can do that. But you're not addressing why this person has low grades in the first place.
Yeah.
There's a reason. You know, you can look in the eyes of a child and you can tell something is not going on right at home. Some kids just need to be hugged. I can remember a little boy I met about 11 or 12 years old, who had such an attitude, just mean, you could touch him, he'd be ready to fight. And I remember praying, and I asked God, I said, what can I do for this child to help him? And the Holy Spirit let me know he just needs a hug, because he was a tall kid, young, but he was tall. People had stopped treating him like he was a child. And they started treating him like he was an adult. Well, that made something go on the inside of him. Once we started hugging him and showing him that you're valuable, all of that anger left.
Went away.
It went away. Now, look at the people who we allow to stay that way, that you allow, that you don't have time. All we can see is that my child, I can only see my child, the one that's at my house. But you have peripheral vision. You can see more than that one child. There are other children out there. There are other little seeds who need to grow and to be nurtured so that they can become beautiful flowers. And, you know, so we have to look at things like that and see where we are as adults, parents, guardians, pastors, teachers, preachers. You have to look and see where you're failing. Because I promise you, I will say this, and I got this from good authority. Everybody's trying to change the world. I want the world to accept me like this.
Exactly.
But I have it on high authority. Stop trying to change the world and change the people. We need to change the heart of the people. And once you change the heart of the people, the world will change, but it'll change in a positive way. So these are the things we have to understand. Stop trying to change the world to make it fit what some person wants who doesn't have a clue about life.
Change the hearts of people. And,
yeah.
The world will change. Change your heart first.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to get into the knowledge. We have to change the hearts that we have. Then, only and then, can we change things for everybody else.
Exactly.
People have to know that they are a part. They are part of something. And
that they're valuable.
That they're and you know, I believe if we do that, I believe they'll feel better about themselves and want to do better. But if we treat them like they are now, then we might as well just go ahead and give up on the world.
Exactly. Give up on the people.
Yeah. And just go ahead and just send this place on into oblivion. Just blow it up. But as long as we have breath in our body, we need to try to make this place a better place. And how that starts with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to make, and when I say our kids, I'm talking about all the kids.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we lead this world. When we lead this world, the world is in good hands. They're
mm-hmm.
in good hands. They won't self-destruct and hurt everybody.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's... And we really have to start praying for our nation now, because we've got little weeds everywhere that's popping up everywhere.
Yep. And if we don't, you can see the result of not taking care of your yard,
mm-hmm.
the world.
Yes.
We can see the result now. We have so many, most crimes are committed by children.
Yes. I was talking to a young man earlier today whose wife was killed several years ago in a drive-by. His wife with others was standing on a bus stop waiting for a bus. And a little 14-year-old boy passed and shot into the crowd. And not only did they shoot into the crowd, they turned around and came back and shot until everybody was down. He said they were 14 years old. We have allowed our little seed to feel so inadequate inside until they will do whatever it takes to make a name for themselves. You know, negative attention is better than no attention.
Uh-huh.
And that's horrible. And I don't care. We can sit here and preach every Sunday morning and we can sweat and preach some more. But until we get in there and get among these young people and give them an alternative to living, show them you are somebody and you don't have to live like that. You don't have to rob. You don't have to steal. People now are just waiting for the state of Texas to legalize marijuana. To make marijuana legal, does that change the fact that it alters your metabolism or your brain stem? Doesn't it make you high? So why do you want to be high? And I was talking to a young lady, and she told me, well, when I smoke weed, it makes me a deep thinker. And I've watched her over the past 3 years. You're still trying to go to college. You're still being kicked out of school. You're still working for somebody else. You still don't have transportation. You're still trying to bunk in an apartment you can't pay for. So you're still doing the same thing, though you're smoking weed every day and you're being a deep thinker every day. What are you thinking about? You're thinking so deep until you're not progressing. So that means you're actually fooling yourself. Why would I? Well, I don't care if they do. Marijuana legal. Liquor is legal. But I don't get drunk. I don't want to be high. I want to know what's going on in my life every minute. And I'm sorry for the people who don't agree. If you, well, I can escape, where are you going to escape to? The minute your high is gone, you're right in the same chair you were in when you got out. So these are the things that we have to, you know, we need to teach our little seed. You will not become a little flower until you allow yourself to be trained. You have to be trained to be a flower. You know, the Bible tells us, train up a child. It didn't say raise him up. It said train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We have to be trained to be flowers. You have to be trained to be a human being, to be a person. And until you find yourself in that capacity, you cannot teach. My dad used to always tell us, you can't teach where you don't, you can't teach that you don't know. You can't lead where you don't go. And that is so awesomely true. How can I teach you something that I don't know for myself? If I'm not a flower, how can I show you how to become one? And the whole thing about it, we put too much importance on the wrong thing. That's what our young people are, too much importance on the wrong thing.
Stuff that don't have make no sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Like, for instance, grown-ups, and the kids have to follow. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, this is not a kid, but this is the stuff that we put emphasis on instead of teaching our kids. Over the past week, or last week or two, I know it was in the news where, you know, President told them to send some missiles over there to another place. Well, the missiles are called Tomahawks.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, since they were introduced, since they would make Tomahawk cruise missiles. Well, one, not celebrity, but I guess somebody that's, I guess, well-known or whatever, put on that. I'm sure Native Americans find it offensive to name a weapon after them, Tomahawk.
Which is stupid, that's not after
us. And I'm like, so a lot of people are like, really? it was a whole bunch of Native Americans like, lady, get real. You just want us to rise up so that y'all can say something to try to get everybody to think your way. Nobody's getting offended because of that. But see, these are the things we put emphasis on.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say brown table. Yeah. Say neutral color table. You know, instead of saying integrity, honesty, loyalty, those are the things that we need to teach.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching, no, you cannot say that black man, you have to say that American, African American. You can't even say Negro anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, we're trying to dumb down words and everything like that, and we're not teaching the basic human rights for a kid to understand. We can teach them, they can use all the gender neutral words there is, but they're still jerks.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know right from wrong.
Exactly.
They don't know that, oh, I did wrong, but I guess mom and them will be here to bail me out. No, there's some wrongs that you can't. Like the little 16-year-old boy, his friend was the, you can look in the eye and see that his friend was the cold person. He was just silly enough to go along with it.
To be there with
so him. Now he has murder on him.
Mm-hmm.
So you got kids knowing, like, you don't understand. You will never get to be an adult, like, functioning. You won't come out of prison. You will die in prison.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take you in some places, especially here. 16, that's an adult. You will be spending from 16 to however long you live. Just say you live to be 90. Students. What's that?
76 years.
76 years.
74.
74 years. Locked up. All because, I don't care. 74 years of not going to the basketball, meeting girls, going to a movie. 74 years of somebody telling you when to wake up, when to go to sleep, because that's maximum security.
You have bars closed in your face rather than a door. You know,
you can't mingle with the Mexicans. See, we are all here. We're free. Everybody's talking about no hate, no hate. All this, you can't pull that in jail. Blacks stick with blacks. Whites stick with whites. Hispanics stick with Hispanics. You don't want to be a criminal in jail. Either you got to get to be a Muslim and move around, because if you're not, one of those gangs going to claim you so you won't get your manhood taken or get beat up every day so you can have soul. But this is what adults are doing. And then, well, because you're free. We're no different than those guys in the Middle East that send those kids to blow up stuff. Yeah, you're going to be with God. Here, put this bomb on. Grown-ups sending kids. They're not going themselves. We sending kids out to go to prison.
Yeah.
And to die. For what? For us while we're sitting here. Weeds. Let's look at the weeds that were in Oklahoma. Three of them. Three teenagers. Who was the mastermind behind it all? A grown woman, 20-something years old. Hey, go rob this man. I've been around there because I've dropped off packages. I know that this is a nice house, and they have nice things. They go in there. Bam, 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 bam.
They get shot.
They get shot. She's sitting out in the car. Two of them die instantly, right there in the doorway. The other one run out. Die in the yard. She's alive. She gets to spend all. She gets three counts of murder on her. First degree. That's capital murder. So that's three life sentences she gonna get. If they don't, I don't know if Oklahoma is a death penalty state, but if now she is the cause of those three boys going in the ground. Grown-ups, letting down, children, 18, you're a child, 17, you're a child, 19, you're a child. This woman was 21, 22. She was old enough to make a decision, and kids say, oh, he old enough. Yes, he's old enough to say yes, but he's not old enough to understand the
consequences
that come with it.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You make and read and write, but you still
don't know the nuances that it takes to do. You know what? I know how, you know, when you grow up, it's instinct to know how to have sex. I mean, you will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, yeah, you hear young people, I have sex all the time. Now you're barely big. And now you don't know how to take care of kids. Well, what is it doing? He just crying all the time. Stop crying. They shake the baby and the baby dies. See, you knew how to have sex,
but you didn't.
You didn't know the consequences of having sex, which is this baby. You didn't know that it needs a sleep schedule, that it won't get there at first because he's sleeping, he or she is sleeping all types of hours in your belly. Dude, you don't understand that you can't go out with your boys all the time no more.
And you got to save money, you got to buy milk.
You got to sit here with this kid while it is crying at 2 or 3 in the morning. You're going to lose some sleep. If you ain't got no patience, quit having sex. You know, but they don't understand that. They just say, good feeling sensation, let's go, boom. Mm. And we as adults have let them down because of that. We have just, oh, yeah, yeah, just, yeah, yeah, you old enough to do it. We tell them all the time, yeah, they old enough to do it. Let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they get pushed too far, boy, I'm going to slap you. I'm going to wring your neck. You put them in that part to where they call you. You know, like my daughter, I done put her out there. She said, hey, Courtney, come over here and do this. I'm daddy. But why do I get mad? But I put her, I made her my equal.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with our children. We're making them equal to us. And they should not be equal to us.
No.
And I'm not saying like kings and servants, mm-hmm. but we have more
respect.
Knowledge than them.
Respect.
And we're not, exactly, we're not showing the respect. We're not showing them, like, this is how do you respect people
mm-hmm.
as a person. And hey, well, I know my daughter asked me one day, she said, why do you say, thank you, sir, thank you, ma'am, to people your age? I'm like, it's just, it's out of respect, you know. You know, but the little boy that I was talking about his money,
mm-hmm.
I was like, excuse me, sir. One day, sir, I'm only 22 years old. I said, I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the people like no more.
That's right.
They don't know.
Because
good morning. How you doing, sir? Shake her hand. Look a man in the face. Look a woman in the face. How you doing, ma'am? You look beautiful today. And just drive off. You don't have to be obscene, girl. Your booty fat. What's up with it? You don't have to do that. But we don't want to. We're not teaching them to be human.
Mm-hmm.
We're teaching our children now to be savages.
Yes.
Just chaos. Teaching them to be any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta steal, kill, get it for you. Don't take no mess off nobody. You know how many dead people it is that's not taking no mess off nobody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how many people that have got shot in the face or stabbed or just beat up with anything because you couldn't close your mouth? I just got to get my point across.
And ain't nobody going to disrespect me. You disrespect yourself when you put yourself in that position. And I tell people all the time, I don't care what you call me. It's what I answer to that matters to me. And just because you call me the B word, that's just showing your ignorance. You the one don't have the vocabulary. So you're absolutely right. It's just we have gotten... Do you think we've lost it or did we ever have it?
They lost it. I don't think we ever had it because...
Well, we had to have had it because I got trained.
But, well, it's training now. I mean, some adults have it, but genuinely, we didn't have it. Like, if you're saying, like, black race, we definitely didn't. We had to have it from... We had it through fear. You know, it didn't, but as we got older, when we found out that we didn't have to be afraid of getting saying things, getting hung or lynched and all that, kind of went away. And why I say that is because if you look at your parents' parents, probably born slavery, or before, or their parents.
Their parents, right.
So they were don't say this, don't say that. Now, that was fine coming up, but when we come into the knowledge, we should keep some of the stuff, and some of the stuff we should, you know, I'm not going to, you know, bow down, oh, Mr. So-and-so coming through. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going into no laughing barrel and all that. I'm not doing all that.
You know,
but I will respect every human being, black, white, how you doing, whatever, until you show me that you're a jerk, and then I'll leave you alone.
And I'll treat you like a jerk.
But if you're not,
you know, then, my parents were very, taught us integrity, taught us how to be honest and loyal, and we didn't have any fear. We were taught to be the best that we could be. And so I know that we had it at one time. It's just that now the younger generation, having this younger generation of seed, and we're not teaching anymore. We're not teaching. We're not training anymore. We're just letting everybody grow up like a weed. Everybody is growing up like a weed. And we don't care. We don't care if there are no flowers. We don't care if our kids are flowers anymore.
No, because we have our own lives to live.
Mm-hmm. And that's the sad part.
So I want my child, you know, hopefully she'll be grown, prospering or whatever. But I want her, even when I'm here, I want her to be prospering and everything. And when I'm gone and she doesn't have her parents,
you want her to still have that integrity.
I want her to be able to support herself, not just financially,
mm-hmm.
but spiritually,
mm-hmm.
mentally, you know, all this. I want her to be strong enough to know that the world, don't even go into this world acting like, oh, the world is cheering. Oh, no, the world is an evil place. But if you navigate safely,
mm-hmm.
you won't avoid all the bumps and the bruises that it takes. Because once you get out, I didn't know. They don't care about it. I didn't know.
No, they don't. They don't.
So that's what I wanted, you know. But parents today, they don't want to leave their children like that.
Mm-mm.
They want to just, I'm going to do me. I'm going to go out every weekend. I'm not going to spend no time. And one thing that baffles me is why you have a kid. What is that about? Why are you letting TV grow your child? A lot of grown-ups now don't spend time with their kids. Their kids, what are your kids? Oh, in the room somewhere?
I don't know.
You don't, you know, it's only, y'all ready to go to the water park? It ain't no playing with them at home.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to get down there. My daughter, she's like, Daddy, let me paint your nails. So I'd be like, oh, I don't want my nails painted. In my mind, but I'm like, you know what? She's the only child.
Mm-hmm.
I have to bond with her now. I mean, we bond.
Uh-huh.
But that right there, you're not going to get some back.
That's right. You know, I hate to say we're going to have to bring this to a close. We have just a few seconds. I want to thank everybody that was in the studio. For those of you that called in, even though you didn't say anything, we appreciate the fact that you did call in. And we hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And we just want to say to this, that this is Lois Bullock, and this is Let's Talk Truth. And guess what? I am loving you with the heart of God, and I'll see you next week. Good night.